You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Lord Harris, Bishop Harris, good morning, Richard.
Good morning, John. Good morning. I was faced yesterday morning by a large picture of Lady Gaga in the front page of my newspaper. She had long pigtails flying out on either side of her strangely made-up face with the headline, Brady Gaga. The subtitle told us that she was dressed to impress with a hairstyle to turn heads. Strangely enough, just a few minutes before, I'd been reading a little-known passage in the New Testament in which the writer gives instruction to women members of the congregation. It said, "Don't adorn yourselves outwardly by braiding your hair and by wearing gold ornaments or fine clothing. Rather, let your adornment be your inner self with the lasting beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit which is very precious in God's sight." We've wonderful portraits and statues of the elegant women the writer had in mind with their braided hair and jewels from Pompeii and elsewhere in the Roman world. They were as aware of style then as we are now. And of course, it isn't just women. Young men can be as fashion conscious as anyone. As I read that verse, my first thought was, well, if everyone acted on it, the whole fashion industry would collapse overnight. Those involved in the manufacture of clothes, shoes, handbags, jewellery and stylists of all kinds would simply go bust. For so much of our behaviour is calculated, as the paper put it about Lady Gaga, to impress others and turn heads, all part of the way we project a self-image to do just that. It's absolutely absurd, by my lights, to pay hundreds of pounds for a fashionable handbag or a pair of shoes. But I suppose that world does provide employment, creativity, amusement and a chance for people to express themselves, and it all adds to the general gaiety of the nations. Nor do I want people to go around looking drab and shoddy. But I can't escape the truth in that text, that what matters is the lasting beauty of the inner self, which is precious in God's sight, as it puts it. So there seems to be a continuing tension in all of us between our desire to impress others, not just in what we're wearing or the way we look, but in every aspect of our lives, cars, houses, positions, salary, reputation, and so on, and those serious values we are aware of in our more reflective moments. And the tension doesn't lessen by becoming religious or ascetic or puritanical. It just means that the desire to impress can take on more insidious forms, like wanting to appear holier than others. Nor does it disappear just by getting old. I was reminded of some words of the late Malcolm Muggeridge, who once compared life to a voyage on a cruise liner. When you embark, you worry if you have a comfortable cabin, whether you'll be invited to sit at the captain's table, and who are the more interesting and important passengers. As you get ready to disembark, he said, the prospect of death overshadows everything else, and all this seems absurd. Yes, quite absurd. But whilst we're still in Via, on the voyage, it is still the same old me that I have to deal with.
And that was Thought for the Day with Lord Harris.